您现在听到的是精简版的 Roundtable 节目，想收听并下载一小时完整节目，可以打开网站 CRIEZFM.com 点击 Roundtable。 Podcast 用户可以搜索圆桌会议。
Recently, a female customer hit the jackpot worth 260,000 yuan, but was denied access to the money. The woman filed a lawsuit, asking the company to give her the prize, but the court dismissed her claim. Why is that? 喜中大奖却兑现不了，王女士很生气，直接将对方公司告上了南昌西湖法院。然而让人没有想到的是，法院认定该抽奖活动无效，据此还驳回了她的诉讼请求。这是为什么呢？ So what's going on here, guys?
Well, this incident actually happened on last year, but serves as a very good reminder for the upcoming 2016 Spring Festival. So around the beginning of 2015, a company launched a lottery on its website, saying anyone who bought these products worth of over 100,000 yuan could participate in the jackpot. There are 5 levels of prizes, and the top prizes was a BMW car, and the second prize was this check of 260,000 yuan. And Ms. Wang fortunately got the second prize. However, the company refused to give her the check. Wang had to file the lawsuit to the local company and asking it to pay the money. However, the court turned downOne's claim because the raffle was invalid and illegal.
Well, that was half the story. So, first of all, the raffle was invalid because according to law in China, and we're talking about the law of the People's Republic of China for countering unfair competition, Article 13, A operator shall not make any of the following kinds of sales with prizes attached if they're more than 5,000 yuan. There was also another minor detail that was addressed by the court that said that the woman's name wasn't on the receipt. So there was also no direct proof that she had paid for the good. They could make the argument that she found the receipt or that she fabricated it. These are all possibilities. So although it's not the main bulk of what we're going to be talking about on this story, I just want to quickly say that, on a side note, this is another reason why we should be using mobile payments. I mean, I've been pushing it quite a lot on our show recently, but the fact that there was...
Why is this anything to do with mobile payments?
It would have made it a lot...
The digital trail.
Trail would have made this a lot easier in terms of the court processing the information, and it shows why we should be using digital payments. And it's one reason on a long list of reasons that we should be doing so. He Yang's giving me that Sam move on face. I just wanted to quickly mention it.
Thanks for reading my face in my mind. Even if with digital payment, this woman would still be denied access of the money and the court will still rule against her. Because what the law says very clearly about is, did I hear a 5,000 yuan limit that Sam just talked about? Let's say when a shop makes this promotional tactic, that is, you buy an item and then you're eligible for a lucky draw. And that draw, the promotional tactic, can't be more than 5,000 yuan of worth. That's what the law says, pretty much.
In 1993.
So, but the law hasn't been amended since, has it?
Hasn't been amended
at all. So that means it should still be 5,000 yuan.
Amendment or modification is definitely required here, I think. You know, that's the figure for 1993. Probably 5,000 is a big amount of money then. But now, I mean, 5,000 yuan, you couldn't even buy an iPhone 6 from 100,000 to 200,000. Probably is...at the right range.
20 grand pounds. That's a lot of money.
But don't you think that the biggest piece of the puzzle or of the discussion that has been missing out of this is why is there no liability of the company? Because, fine, I can understand that this woman can't get the money because she entered a lottery or, you know, this promotional event that is deemed illegal and should be annulled. Mm. I understand that part. But isn't it the company's fault and the company should be sued? It started a promotional event like this. That is deemed illegal.
Yeah, I think the company should be punished here. Let's talk about the promotion tactics the company mm-hmm. has launched during this festival. I think a lot of people have been participating in this incident, but they're not quite sure about, you know, which amount is legally protected by Chinese law. So the company has to make some certain compensation for the woman here.
I know it's a bad story, but at the same time, an example needs to be made as far as I'm concerned. If it was me, I would make them pay out the full price to the woman. I'd say, okay, well, you promised her 260,000 yuan. As far as I'm concerned, that's a contract. So first of all, you're going to give her that money. And then we'll talk about what we're going to do in terms of revoking your license or possibly fining you further or even implementing a prison sentence of some kind. I would make as big an example of them as humanly possible. And then all the other competitors in the industry would be like, damn, right, let's not do anything illegal because it looks like they're coming down quite hard on us.
Yes, and this time I kind of agree with Sam, and it would be nice if you were the judge for this lawsuit. And also, I'd like to talk a little bit more about, you know, it's Spring Festival period. A lot of people are going to be shopping after Chinese New Year's Eve. It is the promotional period for a lot of shopping malls. What should people be aware of? We're going to see a lot of promotional things going on and make sure that people don't be taken advantage of it.
First and foremost, please look at the price tag of the product if you win the lottery. If the product exceeds 5,000, you can never, win it.
Secondly, I would make, I'm going to say it one last time, if you're buying stuff and there's a promotion there, try and pay with an online mobile payment because it gives you a better record of the fact that you've purchased this item and would help you avoid such complications in the future. Last time I'm going to suggest that.
Okay, of the day. And certainly get the receipt. That's always necessary, I think.
Receipt is definitely, I mean, even if you...
Or digital receipt.
I thought it was going to be the last time.
Okay.
I think the moral out of that story was payment method, that the two words I will not reiterate